Revelation, the Final Frontier, Part 1. As the church takes over the leadership of God's people from the Jewish nation, the armies of Satan march on against it. One by one, they knock down the ranks of God's kingdom. The Apostle John, banished to hard labor in Patmos, sees a vision of Christ with messages bracing his armies to face the enemy. The number 7 used for churches, stars, candlesticks, etc. represents perfection and completion. This could imply all churches throughout the ages. Authored by the Triune God, chapter 1, 4-5, these letters in chapters 2 and 3 are God's message to us today. We see several fake believers invading the church, bringing in sex, religion, politics, wealth, power, etc. On the flip side, we also see individual conquerors in every church. Though the church may be destroyed, they gain rewards. Here's a brief on the 7 churches described in Revelation. Ephesus means the desired one. This church demonstrates toil, patient endurance, aversion to evil folks, testing false apostles, etc. The one flaw of abandoning their first love is enough to bring them down. Smyrna means myrrh or death. This church is poor yet rich, facing slander, testing, tribulation, and death. Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna, fed and provided for his arresters prior to being burnt at the stake. Pergamos means mixed marriage. The church is involved in just that. While they hold fast Christ's name in martyrdom, they fall short. They also hold teachings of Balaam, Nicolaitans, and practice sexual immorality. Thyatira means continuous sacrifice. This church demonstrates love, faith, service, patient endurance, the latter works that exceed the first. They have not learned the deep things of Satan. Yet they tolerate Jezebel with sexual immorality, etc. Sardis means the remnant. This church has a few who are unpolluted, while most others have a reputation of life but are dead. Their works are not complete. Philadelphia means brotherly love. This church has little power, has kept the word and not denied Christ's name. Laodicea means power of the laity. This church has only negatives. Lukewarm, neither cold nor hot. They feel rich, prosperous, needing nothing. Their condition is wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Revelation 3:20 paints the tragic picture of Jesus standing outside the door of the church knocking. All 7 literal churches are eventually destroyed. Can we extrapolate that to the failure of the global church? That individual conquerors forming the real church, Christ's bride, usher God's kingdom? What we clearly know is that only Christ is worthy to lead his people, Revelation 5:12. In what ways do we see similar traits in our churches today? How can we positively influence the church, the world, and be a conqueror?